No, just for the understanding of the room and the leadership team, I think we are mixing here two discussions. One, what was the question of Oikea, is how are we going to structure the subgroups from the CPs and NGOs present here today or present in the informal working group? What do the members have to do, the participants have to do to be on certain working groups, subgroups? I think that's can be done quite swiftly via email if everyone just let us know whom of their NGO CP will be represented within each subgroup. We can make those lists already next week. I think please feel free to reach out to the leadership team if you agree, Nick-san, that we do it this way. And then there is the second question of the experts, which are not in this informal working group. And I believe that there indeed we need to find a common way for each working group or subgroup, sorry, subgroup, it a common way for each subgroup how we can and want to invite external experts. And I totally agree that for both, but in a different way, we need to limit the number of participants. I think for each subgroup, if every CP or NGO here present is at least represented by one person and has a reserve person on the mailing list, that would be a good start. And if we then, for the experts, come to a common agreement on how to invite it, probably by the next meeting, as a form of formal procedure on how to get external people. But I think the question from Oikea here was really to how the people here present today can get to the subgroups. And I think that question is, we're not going to exclude anyone from any subgroup. I mean, if you want to be in it and you want to provide input, I think any NGO or CP here today must have the chance to be part of a subgroup.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope that was clear.
Yes, I think.